This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Good morning, I'm Sharad Kutan with me, Tan Chung Han and Joyce Goh. We're taking a look at global markets now and the fallout from the escalating tensions in the Middle East, in particular in Syria. The international community is stepping up pressure on Russia to stop chemical weapons being used by the Syrian government. The US is expected to announce further economic sanctions on top of EU sanctions imposed last month. Now, how are markets reacting to these developments? We have on the line Roberto D'Ambrosio, CEO of Alpari Research and Analysis, to share his insights. Good morning, Roberto. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, Russia is set to face fresh sanctions. Which countries and industries do you think will be most impacted by this?
Well, the situation is ramping up at every round of this new sanction to be imposed on Russia. They already had quite an impact, especially on the main exporters from EU to Russia, which are Germany and Italy. The value of the exports, for example, from Germany, as been reported by the Financial Times, has dropped dramatically. And even Poland or Czech Republic are actually buying much more goods from Germany than what Russia is doing. So, and about Italy, which has a widespread line of connections with Russia, it's just the same. The value of exports has dropped dramatically, and we have a lot of sectors which are connected with Russia, such as, of course, energy with Eni and Enel, and some heavy machinery like Iveco, Pirelli, and so on. But let me say something. Trade, of course, is very important. But at the end of the day, I guess that the game is all about, again, about energy. With this project that we have of a pipe connecting Russia to Europe through Northern Europe, through Baltic states, this has been very much aversed by the U.S. part, because the U.S. are concerned that this will put Europe in a kind of dependency from Russia, and then Russia could use it as a political weapon to wait into the European situation. So again, we are on the energy battlefield, I'm afraid. So this is the real target of all the pressure that has been put on Russia.
Well, speaking of energy, oil is moving northward as a result of the increase in geopolitical tensions. I think Brent crude was up 8% last week and about, over 30% in the past year. So what are your price targets and resistance levels for oil in the short run?
Well, at the moment, as you might understand, tensions regarding all that is happening in Syria and the involvement of neighbor countries are impacting on the price of oil. But from a technical point of view, what we can say is that the commodity has been in a recovery since June 2016. But we also had, let's say, a breakthrough this dynamic support to the downside, and then again the oil getting over the main resistance, and now trading over 70 to 70 over 70 line. So now we have again a support at 69.8, and below that, if should the oil breach through, we could again test the short-term dynamic support, which is linking the rising lows since mid-February, which is actually around 67.7, yeah. And on the upside, there is really that much until 79. But to reach that level, we should really see, let's say, a ramping up of the situation in Syria, which I don't think will be the case in the short term.
Roberto, you spoke about the geopolitical risks, but what's your view on the demand-supply equation in the oil markets? Is there sufficient demand to meet supply?
Yeah, there is. I mean, the fundamentals of the economy has not changed during the last 2 weeks. I mean, the global demand is still very strong, and the growth at global level is still strong. So the demand structure has not changed that much, and so the shocks can come only from the supply. the supply in a normal situation has been addressed by, for example, by the production cuts of the OPEC, which has been extended. So the shock can only come from a ramping up of the situation in Syria and the region around it. So the demand is still strong. We can see it clearly. And the situation has not changed as a consequence of the situation in Syria.
Roberto, let's look at another commodity. Let's look at gold now, a traditional safe haven. So what are your price targets and where do you see resistance levels?
Well, let me say that the reaction of gold to the situation in Syria really gives the sense of how the market evaluated the real dimension of this matter. Actually, there was not that much of a reaction really in gold, and it's really trading now very technically. After spiking up to 1365, it went down sharply again to test the short-term dynamic support, and from there start climbing again, but without any really, any panic spike or flight to safe haven situation at the moment. And in essence, the commodity is remaining trapped within the wide range between 1365 and 13. So the momentum at the moment in the short term seems to be to the upside again. So we could witness in the coming few days a test again of 1365 level. And I guess that if the situation of rising lows continues, this time we could see a breach over that level. It really depends also on the correlation that you have between gold and the stock market. At the moment, the stock market didn't seem to really suffer the situation at the moment. So again, 1365 is my target in the short term.
All right, moving on to the policy implications of all this global uncertainty. What impact do you think this would have on the European Central Bank's policymaking?
Well, Governor Draghi has been very clear on what is the path that he's looking to take regarding normalization of the policy, especially regarding the, let's say, extraordinary measures of bond buybacks. I don't think that at the moment what is happening on the geopolitical side will change that path. So we will still be waiting quite a few months before having any kind of change in policy regarding the interest rates and the, let's say, balance sheet shrinking that has been announced will be is still set by the time that Draghi announced last time. The dimension of what happened so far is not such to change the policy at the moment. So I'm not waiting for any change in policy regarding interest rates that should remain at this level at least until the end of 2018. And the starting of the reduction of the policies regarding the extraordinary measure will start ramping up right after the summer, I guess.
Thank you so much, Roberto. That was Roberto De Ambrosio, CEO of Alpari Research and Analysis Limited. We'll be back with more business news and analysis. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.